My name is Laura Jugadella. I work for Fusion, which is a news network that's an ABC Univision joint venture. And I'm working on my first doc. I've been there for 2 months. So I'm making my first documentary there. So I'm as a production associate under a producer and an associate producer, and then me.
So you may have already talked to Dan about this, but like, how did you go from, because I'm an IA major too, and so like, how did you go from Skidmore to where you are now? What was the process?
Do a really twisted route, but I think it was to my benefit, I have to say. When I was at Skidmore, there was one documentary film writing class. That was it. It was in the English department.
Yeah.
And with Tom Lewis.
Oh, yeah. He's cool.
He was awesome. And I loved it. But that was really all there was there. So I took the one class, and then I studied international affairs and government. Loved it. Decided I wanted to go to work for nonprofits. Because I'm very, like, social justice minded. That's kind of my orientation. And I started working for a nonprofit. I was there for 2 years. We were working with children in foster care. It kind of became one of those things, like, people don't know what's going on, so they don't care. And it was just like, I kept hitting my head against the wall. And I somehow got a job at a PR company, which I didn't really want, but I ended up taking because I thought it was a smart business decision or a career path. Absolutely hated it. Like, just hated it. I quit, like, 2 weeks before I hit my year mark. I just went, like, talked to my boss one day, was like, I can't do this anymore, I'm leaving. And I spent the next year working freelance. So I was doing some freelance marketing stuff because I know how to do, like, Photoshop and whatnot, just to make some money. Sorry. But the big thing was I was working freelance as a production associate. And I kind of just was pre-talking to people that I wanted to do documentary filmmaking. Just everyone I met, I was like, I wanted to be a documentary filmmaker, have no experience, no knowledge, no nothing, just any opportunities to connect with anyone, like,
get those skills.
And it just kind of became this thing where I just talked to everyone about it. And, you know, like, turns out, like, I met a lady in the elevator in my building who's a documentary film producer who had an office in my apartment building.
Yeah.
And she was like, you want to freelance for me? Like, she produces for PBS, like, come work for me a few hours a week. Through her, I met someone else who's also a producer at PBS, and I worked with him on a couple of PSAs. And then I volunteered at a film festival here and met a bunch of other documentary producers and, like, would work for
networking.
Yeah. And I just did, and I did freelance. I did a little bit of freelance here and there. And with that, when I, like, applied for my job, at least I had something to say that I'd been in production. And I didn't have a lot. Like, I did not have a lot. And I don't have the experience that anyone else on my team has. They're all very experienced. But, and, like, in technical skills, I'm, like, far inferior. But when I went to meet with my boss, he was like, you know, like, you learn the technical skills as you do them. The technology changes every now and then anyway. It doesn't matter if you know, like, the latest thing, because it's going to change. So, like, you'll learn that, and, like, you're smart, you're, like, clearly you want to do this. So, like, I know you'll learn. The fact of the matter is, if you study international affairs, you study government, you, like, have, like, the study abroad experience, whatever, you're bringing a different lens to the table, and you're bringing experience to the table that, like, anyone who just studied journalism doesn't have.
Yeah.
It's like studying to be a teacher versus studying the subject you're going to teach. Is the way I see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new media environment. Newspapers dying, TV's becoming different, like, you have to find new ways to tell stories.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I mean, and then you have, like, the success of Serial, which has been, like, a raging hit, and it's a radio thing. So it's just, stories, and the way I see it, stories aren't dying. Because people are always like, TV is dead, print is dead. The stories aren't dying. We're just figuring out new ways to tell them. So if you can tell a documentary on Snapchat, you tell the documentary on Snapchat.
Huh.
You figure out how to get it to your viewer.